guys, welcome to the post game. Anyway, what am I
gonna do?
What am I gonna do with you guys?
How do you do?
Why did you start off with that? God damn.
I'll retell it.
No, don't.
I don't believe that personally. I just said the joke.
Brett has a cat.
Yeah.
I'm moving away from the controversial stuff we were discussing prior to this going live to talking about pussy. Because it's a pussy cat. Right?
Oh, for a second I thought I was triggered. I thought you meant like actual vaginas is what we're gonna be talking about.
Although I did come up with an excellent, I don't know if I've coined this, but I came up with it on the spot and I hope I'm coining it. But do you guys know what an orgina is?
Okay, hang on. I know what Orangina is. It's like a delicious effervescent orange drink.
That's
from
right,
Europe.
From Europe.
An inside the vagina, like a G-spot orgasm rather than a clitoral orgasm.
See, this is something I came up with when I was a little stoned, and now that I'm thinking about it in retrospect, it's really not that clever. But
so bring it up in a public forum.
She feels comfortable behind a paywall to bring this up with you.
I know.
At home.
Orgina is an orgy where the vagina outweighs the penis. Where there's way more women involved than men.
Why were you thinking about this?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from. It was something that I came up with as I was having sushi with Christian last night. And he was amused by it, so I thought I'd share.
Like in volume?
I kind of wish I didn't share. Like there's more women than men involved in the orgy.
That's
so it's
great.
An orgina.
I love that.
Right?
That would be so nice. Right? I'm just saying it would be fun. God, what a great night that would be.
Not for me, but yeah, sure.
Not for you.
I mean, I don't have an interest in orgies at all. Like
not at all. Zero.
I've talked about this last night even with my significant other. And I think that
you have a significant
there needs to
other?
Be, kind of.
How
there
significant?
Needs to be
so significant that he then followed up with kind of.
Well, it's just I'm 25 years old.
No, I get it.
Some slack. Like I'm trying.
I'm 35 and engaged, and it's monogamous.
Yeah. No. Mine is monogamous as well. But I think that the key the key focus there has to be that the female is also interested in having sex with another female. Therefore, it's almost like you're both deriving the same amount of pleasure from it. It's not just to please the male partner into having sex with different women. You're not like conning your significant other to be like, I really think this girl's hot. I don't really care what you think, but I'm gonna convince you to.
Otherwise, in the moment, it just gets really sad really quick.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh wow, you don't want this at all.
Yeah, you're like really into the sex with the other person. This is
oh my god, that's
sorry. He
like
means making
nightmare.
Love with people you just met. So what's the third? Making love with a third.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my cat's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's talk about your cat.
Can we talk about cat people versus dog people? I think
sure.
It says something about a person when they decide that they want to have the oxytocin release that they may or may not get from having a pet. But also are like, I'm not responsible enough to take care of a dog because that's too much responsibility. So I'll take the fact that this other animal will maybe love me sometimes, but definitely not unconditionally.
Right, so that's kind of my issue with cats. Someone asked me like, why don't you have a cat? Like, have you been open-minded toward that?
And what a weird person, what a weird thing
to ask. Who asked me that again?
I don't know, it might have been Cenk.
Barack Obama.
Would you ever consider it?
Yeah, and so my answer is no. Only because, well, there's a bunch of different reasons. First of all, my best friend has two cats and they have destroyed her place.
Oh,
right?
Not this one.
And I know that you can probably train cats to not like scratch the hell out of your furniture.
Yeah.
But like I'm too OCD to deal with that. Also, I can't deal with kitty litter inside my place. Like I don't want that. And then finally, I need to be physically affectionate with my pet. Like
yes.
Super physically affectionate. Charlie lets me rub him down all day, all night. He's my freaking little love muffin.
Pervert.
Okay.
So here's why we have a cat. The neighbor across the street moved away and just left these cats on the street.
Terrible.
And so it needed a home. They needed a home. And this one looks like, I don't know if anyone has ever seen The Neverending Story. But you know the wolf that lives in the cave and is like, betray you. It looks like that. Gamork. And it moves like a broken animatronic character that's just like this. It's got like all kinds of arthritis. No one wants this cat. But he was so standoffish at the beginning and didn't like the other one and just would get all pissed off. And now he's like super kind.
Yeah.
And mellow and like actually now moves a little bit easier. And it sucked. What we saw is across the street, he's just pawing on the door of his old house. What are we supposed to do?
You think you're making a compelling argument about why you should have a cat in your place. And I think that is somewhat acceptable. I will allow that.
Yeah, so it's there and it is. I don't have the the regular schedule to like have a dog. And I did. I had a dog for a while and I used to drive to work, drop the dog off at doggy daycare and then come pick him up and come home.
That's expensive.
Yeah. I was getting that current money.
Oh man, those are the days. Every time you bring that up, it hurts. It hurts so bad.
I worked for free while you guys were at current.
Yeah, well, you were a newbie. That's what happens. Yeah. People work for free. But anyway, sorry, I'm such a dick to you sometimes.
I know.
Needlessly.
So yeah, that's it. And here's the thing. I think that cats are dumber. Everyone thinks that cats are smarter because they found a way to just like not care about you and have a home and food.
Right.
But cats are stupid. They're like children. Like cats, everything they do, it's like, cat, do you want to take a bath right now?
Yeah.
Because you're fucking gross. And they're like babies and like toddlers. We're like, no, this is how I do it.
Yeah.
I just lick it. And you're like, are you sure that's a good idea? Because I think you might get hair caught in your throat. And the cat's like, no, it's fine.
Ugh.
They're stupid. And then like they're just like babies where it's like I pooped. And then it's like, did you want to poop outside? No, I poop here. It's fine because I bury it. Like they're idiots. They're like children. And then dogs are like husbands in sitcoms.
Why?
Where they're just like, listen, when do we eat? And I love you for that. Also, I'm going to try to have sex with you. If you don't want it right now, just roll up a newspaper and hit me.
That's so true. Although Charlie never tries to hump me, always tries to hump Christian. But you know
what? Are you jealous by that?
No, I'm not jealous. I just think it's interesting because I think Charlie might be a gay dog and I love him no matter what, you know? His sexual orientation doesn't matter to me whatsoever.
Don't take Charlie to the North Carolina church.
Isn't it like a sign of dominance where like they're vying for your affection?
Maybe, because Charlie also, he seems a little disturbed when Christian and I are intimate.
Right, because you make him watch.
I don't make him watch.
Why do you have him in the room?
That's not what I read.
What am I supposed to do? Go put him in a cage?
I don't know. You could leave him in the living room.
I can't
Nothing hotter than dog scratch.
I don't know. Fish doesn't seem to mind it. So
Charlie, like, he'll get off the bed because he knows it's about to come. Like, he's really
sick. About to what? About to.
Okay.
What did she say?
Animals are innocent.
So he'll jump off the bed and he'll just like awkwardly sit there and watch. But then here's the thing, if it's spontaneous in the heat of the moment, it's like weird to be like, hold on, let me go get the dog and go put him in another room. So we just leave him there and he just sits there and watches. And I guess
so what does he do that's weird? Like
he fucking watches us. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Does he sit there patiently like a little gentleman?
No. I have two dogs.
Uh-huh.
My roommate's dog is a watcher. Uh-huh. Fish is not. He's used to it.
He's a watcher. Oh, got it.
She's a watcher. She will get up there and like
watch her on the balls.
Watch very closely about. And I think she's a human. Honestly, I think she's a human trapped in a dog's body.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
I genuinely believe this because of the things that she does. Mm-hmm. Fish is not. Fish is a dog. He's a dog's dog. He just chills. He goes to sleep. He's like whatever. They're boning again.
Yeah.
But Luna literally watches us and then tries to steal the panties every now and then too. It's very odd. But I think that it's just like
Luna's
certain dogs
have.
Yeah, I think that certain dogs, just like humans, have different characters. And
it's the smells.
Yeah.
It sounded gross to me when I said it out loud, but the smells, that's
wow, what are we talking about? Can I just bring up something here?
Yeah, bring up something.
That's totally separate from this
Good.
Subject.
Thank you.
Cenk is currently in Italy, and he will be going to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
What's
that's
interesting?
That's a really bad idea. Okay.
Exactly my point I was going to make. I need to go to Turkey in August because my cousin's getting married.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny to me that I sent Cenk away ahead of time to test the waters a little bit.
So Turkey was your idea for him to go?
No, but he asked me. Like he called me and he said, hey, when are you going to Turkey? Because we both operate in a very similar way, where he was like, you're expendable. You're going to Turkey first, right? And I was like, nope, you are. So now I wait and I see before I get a ticket to go back to Turkey, whether or not Cenk will be prosecuted or jailed when he is there.
I don't understand why he would go to Turkey considering.
Bora had a baby. And we just don't, like, I don't know. There's this, we're under the belief that we won't be jailed for our thoughts against Erdogan.
Oh yeah, because you guys are untouchable.
We're about to find out.
That's bad, isn't it? Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So if Cenk is jailed, you guys are gonna be stuck with me. Think about that for a second.
Don't wanna. Yeah. My mind started shutting down. I'm going to Japan.
Oh God, I want your life.
It's gonna be so good.
I want your life. I want to go to Japan. I want to go to Japan, but not for like a TYT related thing, which is gonna like obviously ruin the trip.
Are you going at any point for a TYT related thing?
No, but
I'm gonna try to get into the YouTube
like the
space.
Last year or 2 years, almost every bit of travel I've done has been TYT related, and it's like made me hate traveling.
So it's free?
Yeah, but not. It's sure it's free, but
I'm on Brett's camp on this one. I'm gonna have to agree with him. In the end of the day, if it gets us out of the studio every now and then, I kind of like it, and I get to see and experience a totally different side of America, which I appreciate. I do see your side as well, which is like it's kind of annoying because you're constantly working, so it's not necessarily a vacation.
Yeah, yes. It's not even close to a vacation.
No, it's not at all. I know,
but I love free stuff so much that I'll take a fucking paid vacation. Oh, it's so good. I one time for Current went to like digital upfronts and we were in New York and it was like my second time ever to New York. And I just remember getting so messed up there that the next day I was supposed to be someplace at 11 and until like 10:45 to get over my hangover, I was just crouched sitting in the shower. But I had such a, it was totally worth it because you go and everyone's like, we're on a business trip. People I work with that I don't necessarily hang out with, let's get crazy.
Yeah.
And you just have a damn good time.
Sometimes it is fun. You're right. Sometimes it is fun.
I think we have a lot of fun when we went on certain, when we on some of the trips for TYT. That's how I felt. Now I know that that wasn't the case, obviously.
No, I think the travel associated with the fusion show left a bad taste in my mouth. It's because it was every
for
weekend.
For all the times, if I had to travel with Brett for the final two legs of the trip, I would also feel the exact same way. You know,
no, Brett actually.
You would love.
Brett actually made it
you
better.
You would love a layover.
I feel like you are the guy that reads trivia about where we're going ahead of time, and you're just putting it out there.
I already know it.
Or you already know it. Yeah.
No, I like that stuff. I like hotels. Like being in a hotel. Mm-hmm. I like freaking airplane minis.
You are the only. You also love. You're a cuck for the airline industry.
Not at all. Yeah, I'm not. I'll tell you
Brett
everything wrong with
he
it.
He thinks that one Toblerone will fix all of your problems.
It kind of will.
But it does. Like, it does. Like
Toblerone will fix your problems.
Like if that doctor on United only had the power of Toblerone, he would have been.
That guy was screwed no matter
but like,
what.
I know.
That guy
That's a little trick that I learned from you. And even though I always think about doing it prior to the flight, I still can't do it because I feel like it's weird. Like it's weird to go up to a flight attendant and be like, here's some chocolate.
That's a cat lady thing to do. Like an older, like here, I got you some chocolates just type of thing.
Thanks ahead of time. It's just like, imagine that whole life sucks so hard.
It does suck, So
I got, there's someone that who's a Spirit flight attendant that I follow on Instagram and she's just like, on Snapchat. And so half of her snaps are like, this is the worst thing I've ever done. Oh God,
the Spirit
that
is the worst.
But like you'll be on a layover, you'll have a 24-hour Fort Lauderdale layover and it'll be the best.
So
you and just then, go out, get drunk or even Dallas, like we did it in, I don't know. We got on our last flight back from, we went to Costa Rica and had like a night in Houston after like tons of delays. And just like you're in Houston, it's so random, it's so fun, just go out and have a damn good time.
Nothing that you're explaining to me right now makes it a compelling argument.
Yeah,
for me specifically, that like being a flight attendant is fun in any capacity. Like I would be so upset to be stuck in Houston all of a sudden. I'm like, come on, I just want to be home.
Yeah,
I want to be home already.
Like at the end of every trip, I feel that same way. Like I can't wait to be home.
You just kind of gotta let go.
Where in Japan are you? I can't let go because all I can think about is Charlie. My dog and healthy food and like my routine and how I feel bloated and gross. Because
he's gonna be a Harajuku girl, by the way.
Harajuku.
Just mentioned it.
Okay, where in Japan are you going?
So we're gonna stay in Harajuku, which is like where the people who dress like dolls walk up and down.
They are 25 years ahead of the fashion trend at any
Yeah, this
point.
Guy made fun of me for getting a Thrasher hat. And
What?
I feel like you did, Julie.
No,
I
made fun of you specifically for having a Thrasher hat because it's so goddamn hip.
I had it. I got that probably like 3 months before everyone had like weird Thrasher
hats. And then you try to claim like
there was this one shirt I wanted where everyone's wearing like these awesome big Yakuza related like Death to Traitor shirts, and I wanted one of those. And then
that sounds amazing. Can you bring me back?
I couldn't find them. Everyone walking up and down Harajuku.
You think they were actual Yakuza? Then they were wearing
white.
What?
They wear white.
Actual Yakuza wear white?
That's what I read. But we're going to.
Do you hide your tattoos in Shibuya? That's a Frank Ocean reference.
Oh yeah.
Because he has a lot of tattoos, and you will be.
I feel like Shinjuku is where you need to do it. Because Shinjuku, the story of that is, it's like more like the red lighty district. And you know, as the story goes, the Yakuza burnt most of it down, except for like these three blocks of really tiny bars that are about as big as this table, called Golden Guy, and it's just a bunch of like members only bars, and you just go and sit in.
Japan is so cool.
It's so cool.
I really want to go to Japan.
We're going there. We're going to Osaka, and we're going to
Osaka.
Kyoto. Osaka.
How long are you going to be there?
Like a week and a half.
Good.
Nice.
We'll give you some time away. It's going to be fun. It's our third time.
No more Facebook originals for a week and a half.
No, I'm still going to have to put one in.
Whatever. Okay, never mind.
Just one. I gotta come up with one for this week.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I think that does it for the post game. I think we're good. Right?
Yeah, I'm good. I think that's all the things about me that are even remotely interesting. How about
mildly,
you?
Mildly.
I mean, we even talked about orgies, so I'm set.
Yeah. When you start with orgies, where do you go?
Exactly.
The answer is anywhere you want.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for doing the post game with me. We'll see everyone tomorrow.